I'm here today at the Fjellhaug Center in Oslo, which is the hub of Lutheran missionary movement in Norway, the largest Lutheran missionary organization in Norway, actually. And I'm together with a man who has a great significance worldwide in the Lausanne movement, Knud Jørgensen, a Dane who's been living in Norway for years. And he has now co-edited a book together with a couple of other Norwegians, Lars Dahle and Margunn Serigstad Dahle, published by Regnum Edinburgh Centenary Series on the Lausanne Movement, A Range of Perspectives, a 500-page voluminous book filled and packed with significant perspectives from 40 years. What has the Lausanne Movement meant to the worldwide Christian movement, Knud?
I think it has meant to the world what it has meant to me, namely a stronger focus on evangelism. It came into being at a time when evangelism was sort of ignored or drowned in a lot of other good deeds, social activities and dialogue and so on. And it picked up this concern that goes back to Edinburgh 1910, a big conference on mission of evangelizing the world in this generation. And it has been the torchbearer since then of saying evangelism, or to speak American, evangelization, and including in that the focus on unreached people, the focus on testimony, witnessing also through your daily life, through the profession that you are in. And then it has done the miracle in a way of bridging between evangelism and diaconia or social service, so that instead of having the two as separated entities, they hang together in a holistic way, to use one of these terrible words, you know, holistic and so on, but integral Christian service through word and deed. Then I think Lausanne has been a spiritual engine for many of us. It has been a spiritual engine in my own life by calling me back to the sources, so to speak, calling me back to a radical discipleship, challenging me to integrity, see that mission begins with my own lifestyle. It doesn't begin with others. I am, in a way, God's first witness. So these are some of the aspects where Lausanne has made a major difference. Then, as the book shows, Lausanne has played a role in deliberating on and discussing some of the key issues in mission over these last 40 years. Not only social service and unreached people, but spiritual warfare, the question of gospel and culture, the understanding of conversion, the relation to migrants. There's a whole long list of issues that have been dealt with in some small booklets called the Lausanne Occasional Paper. And they have been spread widely. And they play a role when people come together to discuss specific issues. And perhaps, I know the book is too big, 500 pages, but perhaps Lausanne has meant the most and will continue to mean the most through publications. It's not a big organization. There's no big head office. There are no people running around. But here you have a book of 500 pages with a lot of documentation on missiological thinking. If a book like that, together with all the other books and small pamphlets, can be spread out among youngsters at theological seminaries, at Bible schools, in congregations, then by the same token, the spirit of Lausanne will spread.
Knud, when I've been following you for about 40 years, I've seen your consistency. And when you say a word like integrity, it rings true. And your holistic approach is really something that inspires me. But, you know, in the world today, there's a huge move of God among charismatic, apostolic, Pentecostal Christians who largely do not know about the Lausanne movement. And I introduce it many places, and they're intrigued, they're impressed. They say, oh, is there something like this available? What would you say to Pentecostal, apostolic, charismatic, in that very broad sense? What can Lausanne teach us and bring to us, even through books and through events today?
I think you will find, actually, a lot of people from the charismatic camps and Pentecostal camps are involved. When I think back of the big World Congress on Evangelization we had in Cape Town in 2010, there were plenty of people with raised hands. I was not alone. But there is a piece of work to do for many of those of us who are more academic in terms of putting these issues more on the agenda, on the table, in the contexts where charismatics and Pentecostals come together. Fortunately, a growing number of Pentecostal leaders are involved and are already doing it. The director of the Oxford Center for Mission Studies, who's also the director for the publishing company that publishes the books, is a Korean Pentecostal. And perhaps particularly Pentecostals from Korea can play a role, because they are so active in the Lausanne movement today.
Thank you so much, Knud Jørgensen. It's an honor to be with you, and we'll make sure this book gets out.